What do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Fed bag.
Is that, what did you buy at the grocery today?
Fed bag meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowls?
Pressed meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Cherry, seed.
What do you call the center of a peach?
Peach seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat clings, whose meat sticks to the seed? When you break the peach in half and it still has peach.
Classy.
No, when it, and it sticks to the seed.
That's all I can say. It's a clear seed peach and you can't get it off unless you're biting it or cutting it off.
Okay, and what do you call when it, the peach easily separates from the seed?
I don't know what the name of them peaches is, but I do know some of the name, but I can't think of that.
Okay, we'll go back over them. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Them bunch beans.
And any others?
String bean.
Yeah.
Butter beans.
Well, no, the kind that don't have to have, you know, the kind that don't come in a shell. What's the difference between bunch beans and string beans?
That's my difference in them.
Pardon?
That's my difference in them. You don't have to, remember, break them up. There don't hardly be no strings on a bunch bean. But string bean, you have to pull the strings off of them.
Okay, and about how big are they?
Some of them pretty good size. Them turkey wonder bean, they be longer than this pencil sometimes.
More than about 7 inches. And you call them the what kind of beans?
Turkey wonders.
Turkey wonders. And are turkey wonders, which are they, string beans or bunch beans?
They string beans. Turkey wonders is.
What are some kind of beans that have to be shelled?
Oh, they dry, these are dry beans. They can be shelled.
And you said before you
peas
said.
Peas can be shelled.
What kind of beans now?
These are turkey wonder beans, and you can shell these are butter beans, things like that.
That's what I want you to tell me about, the butter beans.
Yeah, green butter beans, dry butter beans.
Any other kind of beans?
Well, English pea, that's a pea, you can cook them, shell them green, then when they get dry, you can dry them, or shell them dry.
Uh-huh. And what's the difference between a butter bean and an English bean?
There's a lot of difference in them. They don't eat like the beans do. They eat differently, kind of a sweet pea.
And what's the difference between butter beans and
string beans? They different too. No, butter beans is flat, a little flat thing. String bean, you know, they be round when you shell them. You know.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip greens.
What do you call a corn that is simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Oh, that's corn cooked on the cob, and you eat it off the cob.
What do you call a little animal that sort of looks like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs on the ground?
Quails.
Pardon?
Quails. They call them potties.
They do?
Mm-hmm.